Hello.
Hi, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. Could I please have your zip code?
53188.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Laura, last name Jacobowskis.
Thank you. Bear with me one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Sure.
Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address for me?
2334 Fox Run Boulevard, apartment 205, Waukesha, Wisconsin, 53188.
Okay, bear with me one moment. I'm just waiting on that information to load.
Yeah.
So I do see here looks like $5.74 was paid. It was for a KitchenAid. And how could I help you?
Yeah, it was I was just wondering when that was going to be delivered.
Well, it was actually a sweepstakes offer, so it was the chance to win that in a raffle.
Oh, I thought it was actually a gift. So then that was I thought it was a survey and you picked a prize and it said just pay the shipping and you receive this. So it's kind of
yes, ma'am. It was the
sweepstakes. That's a little bit deceptive advertising. So
well,
I would like a refund on that then because it said it was a free gift that I would get. I mean, I can't pull it up right now because
But it was terms and conditions as well that stated that it is a sweepstakes offer.
No, it didn't. This one said it was you would have this mailed to you, just have to pay postage and shipping. So I'd like that refunded, please.
Okay, I understand. Unfortunately, it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. So it would have to remain. But we do have a drawing at the end of each month.
Send me the terms and conditions so I can read it. Because this is, I mean, it's deceptive advertising, clearly.
I understand. So we wouldn't be able to send you the terms and conditions. You would have agreed to them back when the
order
was placed.
Well, I want to look at it because this pisses me off. I mean, it's a small amount, but it's still irritating because you're taking advantage of people. And it's said that this will be mailed to you, just pay postage and shipping. So it is very deceptive. And if you read it fast, it tricks you. And that's what I did.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. So if you still have that link up, because there isn't any way that I can send you the terms and conditions, you can check into the terms there.
I don't know what the link is because it came in my email and I think it's been deleted, so let me see if I can look. What do I look under the emails for to find it?
So it may be under factorydirectsaving.com, but when you receive the email or the survey, it is advertised through several different platforms, so I'm not sure what survey it would have been under.
Okay. Well, let's see if I can find it. Nope, not there. Yeah, I really would like a refund because we're just going to go back and forth, and then I'm going to have to, you know, call Better Business Bureau, and I don't I just think this is the principle of it. So if you could put me through to a supervisor or something.
Right, and I understand that completely. So with you, of course, getting in contact with the Better Business Bureau or disputing the charge, they are going to get in contact with us to make sure it is a valid charge. Because even if you didn't see it, you would still have to agree to it in order to get the purchase. And I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience. I do understand the frustration, but this is a legitimate company, and you would have to agree to the terms in order to get that purchase. But as a courtesy, I did go ahead and do a full refund for you. That could take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, I appreciate it. I just maybe you can tell the company that they should make it a little bit more clear when they, because they present it as a sweepstakes, not a sweepstakes, as a, you know, take our survey and you can win a free, you know, do a spin or whatever for a free prize and just pay shipping and postage and handling. So I think that they should do a little bit at the beginning, say, hey, this you're not getting a free thing for postage. If this is, you know, make it more clear somehow, because it's not clear. It really isn't.
Okay. I've done well, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
All right. So you're going to refund that, correct?
Yes, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.